And, of course, the story that's dominated our conversation this morning is the passing of Senator Edward Kennedy last night at age 77 after more than a year-long struggle with brain cancer. He passed away at his home in Hyannisport, Massachusetts. We're expecting, the White House promised all morning that there would be live remarks from President Barack Obama. We may yet get them between now and the end of the program, but should we do that, we will go live. But for now, let's continue our conversation with John Broder of The New York Times, who wrote the large a biographical piece in the New York Times that's on the stands this morning. And also Emily Rooney from WGBH, our partner. She's the host of the news show Greater Boston and also hosts the weekly media criticism show Beat the Press. Emily Rooney, you followed the career of Teddy Kennedy both as a voter of his and as a journalist there in Massachusetts. Your thoughts this morning?
You know, it's sort of hard sometimes to separate the two when you feel like you know somebody well. Yeah, he was in our – always sort of there journalistically. He was great news fodder. But so many of us in the news media got to know Ted Kennedy well because he was around for so long. I have a lot of personal memories of him, frankly, and one of them is very personal. My own husband died in the summer of 1997, and he showed up – just totally unexpectedly. I was in shock. He showed up at the hospital room where my entire family had gathered, my father and mother and my twin sister. My brother was there. Ted Kennedy showed up. He had on a blue blazer and mixed up socks and shoes. And I remember my father making a comment about that. But he described my husband in a crowd of reporters. He says, Kirby would stand in the back and bob and weave and move around to get the best angle and to shout questions from him, which said to me, Ted Kennedy was as observant as any news reporter that you could imagine. I would never even have imagined in a million years that he would have sort of been able to pick my husband out of a crowd. Not only that, he described him to a T.
He always had a reputation for being a great politician and a great sort of person who pressed the flesh well. But when did he go from being someone who was known as not a good manager of his campaign to someone who was really a seasoned observer of those kinds of details and someone who really managed his message?
When he married Vicky in 1992.
Yeah, others have said
it
that.
It all changed. Everything changed. The hard drinking, obviously the womanizing. He really became – that was when he made that leap into, you know, the lion of the Senate. I mean, he was heading in that direction anyway, but that changed him personally and professionally.
John Broder, final thoughts. We're expecting to go to the president in a couple of minutes, but, you know, you never know with this White House.
Well, I guess I would circle back to what we had been talking about before, about what he leaves behind in terms of a legislative legacy on civil rights, on voting rights, on health care legislation, on immigration legislation. He, unlike his brothers, lived out, you know, a full life and has a lot to show for it. And that, I think, will be how he will be remembered.
All right. And Emily, do you think the people of Boston will be able to imagine someone to fill Ted Kennedy's shoes in that Senate seat? I remember when Ted Kennedy had to fill John Kennedy's shoes, taking over his brother's Senate seat when he went on to the presidency. That seemed like big shoes to fill, but it's much bigger now.
When you think about it, since the for decades, since the 40s and 50s, there has been a Kennedy that was a presence in a major way in the lives of all Bostonians, everybody in Massachusetts. So the idea that there isn't a Kennedy to step forward, I mean, there could be, but it looks very unlikely that any of the Kennedys, Joe Jr., or not Joe Jr., but Joseph Jr., the son of Robert F., would step in. It doesn't look like any of those people will, but it's going to be hard to imagine not having a Kennedy, frankly, in the Senate.
Who's going to carry
in Congress?
There's the Kennedy torch. There's the progressive torch in the Democratic Party. Mr. Hillary Shelton, director of the NAACP Washington Bureau, on the line with us from Washington, D.C. Who's carrying the torch now that Teddy Kennedy is gone?
I think we're still grasping to find out who that will be. There are a number of great leaders that have provided a great opportunity to move us forward in the country on key issues that Kennedy supported, like health care and civil rights and human rights concerns. Certainly we'll be looking to even his junior Senator John Kerry as someone to help move that mantle forward, along with certainly even Chris Dodd is struggling. right now with his own cancer, but hopefully coming back very, very soon to help provide some leadership for us. So we'll be looking for someone to step up to that mantle. And as you mentioned, there are tremendously huge shoes to fill.
Yeah.
His contributions were in many ways immeasurable.
You know, historian Alicia Rose up at Brown University was saying that part of Kennedy's legacy is that he created, particularly on civil rights, the mechanisms for people to assert their own rights. Is that your view?
Absolutely. He's someone that was so hands-on in crafting a very populist-driven strategy. I can remember many times coming to Capitol Hill on the weekend because Senator Kennedy was ready to work. He knew he couldn't waste any time and that very well the opposition to our civil rights concerns would not sleep, and neither could we.
You would have to come in on the weekend?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, it was not extraordinary to go to Capitol Hill, to the Russell Senate Office Building, to see he, his wife, and his dogs running through the hall as we were on our way into a conference room to meet, to plan, and prepare for the next week's legislative activities on the Senate side.
And I imagine you had to be involved in some stakeouts, Emily, on the weekends as well, eh?
You know, I can remember being in his office once. You talk about being a fighter for civil rights in this country, really for the world, where he was meeting with people from the international refugee agencies around the world. I mean, he really cared about the plight of people all over the world. And people came to him, talking about the weekends, whenever he had a free time, he would open up his doors to people like that.
All right. Those are great, great stories. And I imagine people in Boston and in Washington, Hillary Shelton, are telling these stories all day today, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think there's no one in this city that's actively engaged in the congressional process that doesn't have at least one Kennedy story to tell.
At least one, maybe two, three, or four. Well, Hillary Shelton is director of the NAACP's Washington Bureau. He joined us from Washington, D.C. Emily Rooney from WGBH, our partners in Boston, the host of the news show Greater Boston and the weekly media criticism show Beat the Press. Final thought, Emily?
I was remembering just last summer at the Democratic National Convention, I was on the floor working my way to the Massachusetts delegation. I've been to every convention since 1976. I've never seen anything like this, the shoulder to shoulder, the people squeezing. I get myself finally situated into the delegation, and I'm staring at the faces of the people there. And everybody is just streaming with tears, gawking and looking forward and taking in this incredible emotional moment, thinking, this is the last time we are ever going to see him. Of course, that ended up not being true because that was in July. He had been diagnosed just 3 months earlier. Here it is a year later. But that was, I think in some respects, they knew this was the last time they were going to hear him speak like that so forcefully, so poignantly, and nominating the candidate or being part of the nomination process of the candidate that he had endorsed.
Memories of Emily Rooney of WGBH in Boston, memories for us all. We're talking about Senator Ted Kennedy today. He passed away last night at the age of 77. Thank you, Emily.
We continue our coverage of the legacy, the life and achievements of Senator Edward Kennedy online at thetakeaway.org. Please go there. We will also be covering President Obama's speech online at thetakeaway.org. I'm Femi Okeh.
And I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks for joining us this morning. This is The Takeaway.